Ohio has a long and rich farming history, but today, less than a third of the state's farmers remain. Every year, 10% of small farms disappear. The climate change and political tariffs have made it harder for farmers to grow and sell crops, and smaller farms can no longer compete against giant agribusiness. The average age of today's farmer is 59, and the industry is having a hard time attracting new, younger people. Today on County Lines, producer Renee Wild brings us the story of one new generation of farmers.
Melissa Alexander has one piece of advice for young farmers just starting out.
Farming, it looks romantic. It really does. It's beautiful. It's seducing. But when you get out here and you're in the grit with it, your back's going to ache. You're going to have blisters. Your feet are going to hurt. But you got to love it and want it.
Melissa and her husband Ryan own the Alexander Organic Farm in Wilmington, Ohio. It's a cold winter day, and we're gathered in the Alexander's farmhouse. Seed catalogs are piled up on the table, where Melissa's busy feeding their 8-month-old daughter, Lily, who's just woken up from a nap. Outside the window, snow covers the open fields and the cluster of red barns behind the house. In a few months, these barns and fields will be bustling.
We had like a cover crop of crimson clover. We did like tillage radishes and crimson clover. And we just had people just driving down the road and stopping and getting out and trying to figure out what it was because you just don't see some of these crops.
That's Ryan. He grew up just down the road. His father was a part owner and manager of this farm that now belongs to the younger Alexanders.
But I grew up playing in this barn and playing all over this farm. I was taking care of pigs and took on more responsibility as time went on. I loved the animals and everything, but my mind was elsewhere at that point in time. I wanted to play music.
Stop this in the scandal. Get a handle on your life. Gonna take a lot of grit inside. Not to prove them right. He's always on the outside. Just looking in.
That's one of Ryan's bands, Giant Defiant. Melissa and Ryan met through their shared love of music and traded in the rock and roll lifestyle for farm life. Now they're raising two young daughters, along with a variety of organic crops and animals. The change from traditional to organic farming was an idea that Ryan and his father had both shared.
I never wanted to come back here and spray. That was the part of it that I hated the most. Anybody that's a young farmer starting now, and even people that majored in ag at a university, their first job anywhere is going to be probably either working for a co-op, mixing chemicals, or out spraying them. I don't think that they realize what the danger they're putting themselves in, as well as everybody else who's exposed to it. And that's scary, and I think it's going to be interesting how health plays out, not only in the food system, but in the people who are part of growing the food.
The farm is now a totally organic operation. Oats is one of their big crops, along with hay, sunflowers, and harvesting grass seed to resell. This lifestyle is truly a family affair. Last year, their 8-year-old daughter, Violet, raised pumpkins that she sold at a roadside stand in front of the farm to help pay for her tuition.
She really worked hard on it, and she was able to make $1,000 off of half an acre. So,
it's the joys of farm living that keep the Alexanders going.
The beautiful thing is every year is a new year, and there's always a struggle to the year, and you overcome it, or you don't overcome it, but you get another chance next year, hopefully.
When I get up in the morning and I put on my muck boots and I bundle up, get my hot cup of coffee, go out, sun's not even up yet, you hear the snow under your boots, you can see the steam coming off your coffee, and that first brave little soul, that bird that starts chirping and everything comes to life and that sun's coming over the hill, and you can see the breath from your livestock, you can hear them crunching as they're coming to meet you. And in that moment, I know God. All my senses are alive. I'm communing with God.
And sometimes, they still sneak away to the barn to rock out.
We do, you know, barn karaoke. That's our thing. We'll do together. It's not real karaoke. We just put the CD on and hook the microphone up and we both sing.
Blast out the jam.
Yeah.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Wilmington, Ohio.